Couple of years ago, Arkansas-based Simmons Bank made a foray into North Texas. They bought Southwest Bank out of Fort Worth, maybe a couple of other acquisitions along the way. But it sounds like now they're ready to really spread their wings over Texas and get an identity. And you can't find a better person than the man who used to be head of Capital One for the Texas division, Ken Eastman. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be with the Simmons organization at this pivotal time.
Well, tell me what do you bring to them? Ken Eastman's known all over Texas in the banking circles. I guess you got to have an identity if you're going to break into an area, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I obviously have a lot of larger bank experience, but Simmons has had a lot of growth in recent years and through acquisitions, but organically also very significant. So, my experience in, growing a bank in some of my past banking lives, as well as managing a larger operation, hopefully I can contribute to, what they're doing here in Texas and help them to set the platform for continued growth in the future.
Yeah, but how do you grow an identity? Now, it used to be that, as every gasoline station went under, a bank would plop right there on the corner, and you had a presence and you had signage. Now everything's going virtual. It seems like it'd be a more crowded field.
Well, you've hit on a key point there, David, because I think Simmons in some circles is very well known here, and in other circles we're very active, engaged player in the economy here, but we don't really have some of the visibility. But you're going to see that change. We've got plans, and there'll be announcements forthcoming pretty quickly about new operations and branches in the Dallas area particularly. And with our acquisition earlier this year, the integration of Landmark Bank, very active in Frisco, McKinney, and on up into Sherman, Denison. So there'll be a lot more visibility from that. And I think a lot of growth opportunity in Collin County as well. But it is a different environment, I think, just in terms of having just a whole lot of branches and a whole lot of that sort of visibility. The digital world we're in today is different. So we've got to be out front, in the community. We've got to be out front in our operations and definitely got to be building a strong interactive service model with our clients.
So what's going to be what's going to be the thrust? Are you going after small, medium-sized businesses, personal banking business, private wealth management? What's the thrust?
Well, I think the commercial industrial lending is really the thrust. But I mean, I would say yes to everything you just said. But there's really an opportunity for us in the C&I business to expand the commercial lines of credit, equipment lending. Are all great product sets for us and a good opportunity for us to expand our platform.
Is there any baggage from the energy business that was, from Southwest or Landmark that was inherited?
It's a very small piece for us. It is a piece that we basically, are not going to be engaging in the future. But it's not a significant piece, which we're, given the volatility that's there now, we're glad about that.
I would imagine. But so you're, let's see. So with Southwest, I know you just dominated in Fort Worth, certainly a presence in Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio. And you were talking about Collin County. And you go up into Sherman, Denison area?
Yes, we do. I mean, really, if you look at our Texas presence concentrated here in the northern part of the state, it is Dallas and Fort Worth. But the Landmark Bank was an acquisition from last year that was integrated earlier this year that has a very strong presence in Sherman, Denison, McKinney, and Frisco. So we've really got an open opportunity to sort of close the gap between Dallas and up into the northern part of Collin County. But also to expand in Dallas. I mean, I think the roots that we had here in Fort Worth give us a really strong base here, did not have as much depth in Dallas. So here in Dallas, I think it's an opportunity. We're quite significant. I mean, over 25% of the company's loan portfolio is based in here in northern Texas. So it's a significant asset base for the company and one that has had the highest organic growth rate on top of the acquisitions. But so So that getting that name out and our branding out, that awareness in the markets is a big piece of it. And then closing the gap with more locations in Dallas and the growth opportunity in Collin County.
So I know you talked to them a long time before you decided to join them. What did they present to you as the end game? Are they becoming a super regional?
Well, I mean, you look at the growth trends, both organic and acquisition, and that is the path that they're on. And I've worked for a bank of similar size before, and you know, you've got the capital, and you've got the lending platform and products to compete, you know, with anyone, and yet you still got a measure of autonomy and ability to react more quickly to market conditions and to make decisions more locally. And that's just a very attractive platform to operate off of. For myself, you've got a wider fairway in terms of the opportunities that you can handle. And then, you know, and I think you've certainly got room for growth. You know, I think right now during this unique time, we're certainly more focused on, you know, taking care of and understanding the client base that we have and really trying to map out with our clients what the future economy is going to look like.
Yeah, you're in a unique position because we knew you at Capital Bank forever, and so you left them in December, and you're just now joining Simmons Bank. So you missed the outbreak of COVID-19. Like I say, you bring in some fresh eyes. This has just changed overnight. You already had low interest rates, but now you've got super low interest rates. Suddenly you've got banks worried about, you know, credit exposure and who's going to be able to pay their bills. We saw a mighty bank like Wells Fargo cut their dividend rate by 80% when they announced their earnings. How do you size up the field out there right now? How long does it take to get back to something approaching normal?
You're absolutely right, David. It is a unique time and challenging. You know, fortunately, you know, both for myself personally, having seen and survived and lived through several economic recessions, Simmons Bank is a 100-year-old company and, of course, a top 100 bank as well. So this is not the first go around there either, but every recession is different. This one went deeper, faster. We hope that means it'll come out a little bit faster as well, but it is a challenging time. I did have a sort of a break there to refresh and renew and come in with a new passion, a new energy. So I'm excited to be a part of it, but I'm certainly not ignorant as to the challenges that we all face in this day and time with the COVID environment that we're in.
You lived through the 80s. I mean, in the 80s, you know, Texas lost every, save one, I guess, every major bank in the state. And it paved the way for the entrance of, you know, Chase Manhattan and Bank Ohio and others and NCNB that have morphed into other banks. Is this one anything like that?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I think we've got too much of a underlying economic strength across the country, and then particularly in the Dallas-Fort Worth region, we've got the diversity to power through this. It's going to be it's causing some strain, no question. But no, it's not going to be anything like that, in my opinion. We're going to get through this. We're going to come back stronger. I mean, we've already seen. We're not seeing right now the recovery from the COVID itself, but we're already seeing some economic recovery. I don't think it's going to be anything like that. It would be shorter in nature. It went deep fast, but already, and I'm referring to some obvious statistics like the unemployment rate that we've already seen start to bounce back. So we'll come back out of this. And I think that, you know, it's just, you know, getting into the weeds, really understanding our clients, really getting close to them and working through this with them. And I think that's the key for all the banks right now.
Well, and arguably, there are probably a lot of people unhappy with their banker right now, so it's probably a good time to be drumming up new business. I would think you're the man who can do it. Ken Eastman's the Executive Vice President and Texas Division President for Simmons Bank. I was excited. Thank you, Dave. I was excited when I heard you went to Simmons. I thought, well, Ken will get me a deal on a mattress. But no, I was obviously wrong. We wish you all the luck.
Great. Thank you so much, David. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Eastman, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.